Some of the country's top dancers will showcase their talent on one stage at this year's Arts in the Park, slated for Sunday, May 17, at the Hope Botanical Gardens in Kingston. We tell you more in our program. You're on the Arts Page. Don't go anywhere. Dubbed Arts in the Park, the Dance Edition, this year's event will feature a vibrant genre of Jamaican culture in dance, ranging from traditional folk forms to contemporary dance hall. International choreographers and representatives of overseas dance companies will be on hand to assess the local talent. Chairman of the Entertainment Advisory Board in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Kingsley Cooper, says the event creates a platform for booking agents and talent scouts to discover new, upcoming talent in Jamaica. He says it also provides opportunity for creative practitioners to market and promote their work internationally.
It's so important that we expose our talent internationally and that we look to international markets generally to see how we can maximize. And you know that the kind of money that has been made in music could never have been made if we had been focused only on the Jamaican market. So it's very important to look at world market, look at global markets, and give ourselves the opportunities that we need to be able to not just be exposed but also to succeed.
International invitees for Arts in the Park, the Dance Edition, include Executive Director of the African American Dance Ensemble, Dr. Angelo Birch, Director of the Martha Graham School of Contemporary Dance, Virginie Messine, Artistic Director of Alvin Ailey II, Troy Powell, and MTV award-winning choreographer Tanisha Scott. Also Head of Commercial and Dance Departments at Block New York City, Fatima Wilson, will be there.
These persons are of tremendous value to us because not only will they spread the word of what we have here, but they are in a position to actually recruit Jamaican dancers and use them in various ways.
Chairman of the Entertainment Advisory Board, Kingsley Cooper. Arts in the Park, an initiative of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, seeks to develop the entertainment sector and to increase the quality of entertainment offerings locally. It's also aimed at providing opportunities for international booking and talent scouts to sign local acts and experience the best of Jamaica. Arts in the Park was developed through a collaborative effort between the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, the Entertainment Advisory Board, the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the Jamaica Tourist Board, and entertainment stakeholders. Arts in the Park is free of cost and will be held from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hope Botanical Gardens, Sunday, May 17. Some events to look out for on the art scene. GatFest 2015, formerly the Greater Augustown Film Festival. This is being put on by the University of the West Indies, Mona, in partnership with Mona Social Services, Grace Kennedy Foundation, Social Development Commission, and CARMAC. This is a community-based film festival which started in 2013. It will be held from June 25 to 28. Activities during the four-day event include film workshops and the screening of local, regional, and international short films, along with an awards ceremony. Already, over 60 submissions from Jamaica, North America, Europe, and the Caribbean have been made for the film festival. So, this is a must-see, guys, so put it in those diaries. And on Wednesday, May 13, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, will be having the finals of the National Deaf Dance Competition. This will be at the Little Theatre, Tom Redcam Drive, Kingston, starting at 4 p.m. The cost is $400 for adults and $200 for students, or $100 for students in groups of 10 or more. This event is being sponsored by the Chase Fund. And that takes us to the end of today's program. Until next time, I'm Casita Irving. Enough respect.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.